tonight from your word has been numbered my man, 1 Chronicles 29:17. Bless Hannah Awad and Abraham Imsi as they work there in the land of Israel. Father, hear your word and sanctify everything that we reach out to by your word. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen it with joy in thy people, which are present here, to offer willingly unto thee. Amen.
Once I was straying in sin's dark valley, no hope within could I see. They searched through heaven and found a Savior to save a poor lost soul like me. Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nail-scarred. His side was riven. He gave his life's blood for even me. Why would he do that? He left the Father with all his riches, with calmness sweet and serene, came down from heaven and gave his life's blood to make the vilest sinner clean. Sing with me now. Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nail-scarred. His side was riven. He gave his life's blood for even me. Death's chilly waters I'll soon be crossing. His hand will lead me safe o'er. I'll join the chorus in that great city and sing up there forevermore. Stand up like you're getting called out tonight. Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nail-scarred. His side was riven. He gave his life's blood for even me.
Before we can understand Ezekiel chapter 36. We need to be, as believers, made aware of some scripture in the book of Romans. May I repeat? Before you can understand how that God is going to fulfill Ezekiel 36, you need to be able to hear the New Testament in the book of Romans, the 11th chapter. I'll basically just read these verses, and then we will go back over to the beginning of chapter 36 of Ezekiel. This is great. This is reality. This is salvation. And I have to say that very few people, and I say this with love, very few people who have accepted Jesus Christ really have any idea what a great thing has happened to them when they accepted Jesus Christ. And it will change your life in ways that will please God. Beginning now to read to you so that you'll understand how chapter 36 can be a reality. We'll look at Romans, the 11th chapter, and I will start with verse 26. Just so you found it, Romans 11:26. The Apostle Paul, writing by the Holy Spirit. And so, all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. And that is a quotation from Isaiah 59:20. For this is my covenant unto them, Israel, when I shall take away their sins, as concerning the gospel, the good news, they are enemies, Israel, for your sake. But as touching election, that is God's great mysterious way of dealing with people, they are beloved for the Father's sake. Here's an important verse. Very quick, short, and sharp. Verse 29. For the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. God will not change just because people change. Continue to read. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded, who? For God hath concluded them all in unbelief. Did you know that? That he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are all his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath given to him, and it shall not be recompensed to him again? For of him, and through him, and to him, are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen. Now we can understand how he's going to bring about in the future Ezekiel 36. Verse 1. Also thou, speaking, God speaking through Ezekiel. Also thou, son of Adam, it says son of man, but the word in Hebrew is Adam. We are all sinners because our first father and mother sinned. And we have been born with a sin nature. Please do not think I'm being in a way blasphemous. But we are all filled with a nature that is ungodly. And only God can do anything about it. No one else can. And thou, son of man, prophesy. And the word prophesy here comes from an exciting Hebrew word. He says, start bubbling. Start dancing. Start rejoicing. Quit being so negative about all that's wrong. And start telling Israel and telling God's people, the Gentiles, what's right. And thou also, son of man, prophesy to the mountains of Israel. The word mountain is a word that is actually here symbolic. It's symbolic of our being a part of the kingdom of God. The mountain stands for kingdom. Over in chapter 35, it's talked about Mount Seir. I preached that last Wednesday night. And I told you the word Seir actually comes from a Hebrew word that means the mountains of the devil goat. And now we're going to look at the holy mountains in chapter 36. Ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. The Hebrew word W-R-D here comes from a Hebrew term that means the mind of God that has been laid out in perfection. The Bible says we are to have the mind of Christ. Ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, because or for this reason, the enemy, you have an enemy. And your enemy goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And every good thing that God has given you, he wants to take it away from you and steal it from you so that you'll not be able to praise God like you should. Thus saith the Lord God, the enemy has sinned against you. Ah! They look at the Jews and they say, ah! And that's what they'll say to you. But I'm going to say back to them, ha-ha-ha! You can ah-ah-ah! But I'm going to ha-ha-ha! And that'll shut you up, enemies of God. Thus saith the Lord God, the enemy has said to you, ah! Even the ancient high places are ours. You don't own this land. This land of Palestine does not belong to you Jews. It belongs to Esau and Ishmael and their followers. And Ishmael and Esau, from that has come Islam, the teachings of Muhammad. And they claim that land is theirs. It's not theirs. God gave it to Abraham through the covenant. And they can't have it. And all of that's going on in the world today in terrorism. Think about just if you saw that one thing on television in Nigeria, where these Islamic terrorists have gone into a Christian school and taken the girls and one of those Islamic terrorists, they captured him on television, saying, Allah has told us to take these girls. and make them our sex slaves. This land belongs to Israel. It does not belong to anyone else. And we're going to sell them out. And I tell you, folks, surely you are beginning to wake up to what's beginning to happen. The Middle East is absolutely a basket case. Remember those dumb liberal people who call what was going on in Libya and Egypt the Arab Spring? It's turned into a bitter winter in those places. It is getting worse. And Russia, which we'll be talking more about in future Wednesday nights, God willing, Russia is beginning to take over the area that they need to take over to come down into Israel, and God's going to take care of them. And China and India and Europe, as they turn against Israel. Therefore, because of what I've just read, verse 3, therefore prophesy. Get excited and bubble out with great energy. Get excited about talking about a great God. Therefore prophesy and say unto, thus saith the Lord God, because they have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, that's Israel, that you might be possession unto the residue of the heathen. Israel, you belong to the heathens. And the heathen's going to have you. That's what the enemy is saying to the nation of Israel. Ye are taken up in the lips of the talkers and are an infamy. You are an evil report. You are nothing but people. You're common. That's what the word people means here in Hebrew. You think that you're a special people under a special calling of God, Israel? You think that you have the covenant of Abraham? You don't. You're nothing but just a bunch of common nobodies. And God doesn't care anything about you. That's the lie you believe. That's what they're saying to Israel. Therefore, because the enemy is saying that, ye mountains of Israel, you kingdom of Israel, hear not what the enemy is saying, and that's for you and me too. Hear the word of the Lord God. What do you, have you gone and looked into the mind of God? I read you about what would happen if you started to know. You'll never be able to reach the depths of God, but you can begin to have a trust even in the mysteries of God. Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the God to the mountains, and to the hills, and to the rivers, and to the valleys, and to the desolate waste, and to the cities that are forsaken, which became a prey and a derision to the residue of the heathen. The Ottoman Empire occupied the land of Israel for hundreds of years and turned it into a desolate desert. The heathen had it. And then came World War I, and the Ottoman Empire, which we would know as Turkey today, the Ottoman Empire got on the side of Germany in World War I instead of on the side of the Allies and the United States. And so when the war was over, the Middle East was divided up. And it was divided up, and Palestine was given to the Muslims. Reason it's in such bad shape today. You've got Iraq and Iran and Lebanon and Saudi Arabia and all those places were cut up by the League of Nations right after World War I. Then comes World War II. And at the end of World War II, Palestine is made a mandate of England. And England had declared the Balfour Declaration that Israel could have a nation. But because of Arab oil, that Balfour Declaration was thrown away. And from that day till now, England has gone south. There was a time when there was no place on earth that they didn't have a part of their empire. They gave away the land of Israel to Jordan and the king of Jordan. They gave it away to the heathens, and Israel was born. And we now see Bible being fulfilled as the nation of Israel was born. I think this is about their 66th year. And talk about mountains and valleys and rivers. Those people have learned, the Jews have gone there and drained the swamps. They have dammed up and made it where the land can grow. I tell you, it's wonderful to go over there and just see. And Brother Phil, you and I and some others here in this congregation, we've planted trees in Israel. We're following Scripture. We planted trees. The place in the desert, now it's beginning to blossom and grow. I want to tell you this one thing one more time. Going down to Eilat, going through the Sinai, we stopped at a place, our tour bus stopped at a place and looked out, and there was a huge field of bell pepper growing right out in the desert. And we said, how can this be? Because the water underneath this desert is brackish water. It's got salt and all kind of minerals. It kills things. It doesn't make things alive. But God gave the Jews enough brains that they did kind of like you do a septic tank. They put those about 6 feet underneath the soil. They put these thing like you use for a septic tank to lateral line. And what would happen is that the sun would bring the water up to the roots of the pepper and leave the brackish down 6 feet below. And then irrigation. The rivers all belong, God give them back to them. And therefore, thus saith the Lord God, surely the fires of my jealousy. Yes, God is jealous. He's jealous for you because you belong to Jesus. And when somebody does something wrong to you, you don't have to worry about taking up for yourself. Just let God. And I want to tell you, there's nothing any sweeter than saying, God, here's how what they say. I want to tell you something. I don't know whether I've told you this before or not. I can't remember. About a month or so ago, I had the colon test, and they cut out 11 polyps out of my large intestine. It was on a Friday. And they told me, call on Tuesday and find out the results. Now, I did this silently because don't talk. Because the devil knows what you're thinking if you say it. But if you just meditate and think it, he don't know what's going on in your mind. So keep some secrets from the devil. Now, I pray to God, please don't let this be anything but just glorifying you. I told no one. But I had this time with God after I got back from the doctor on that Friday, after having those 11 polyps taken out. I said, God, I can be wrong. I can be the wrong person. I can be to blame for everything. So if I'm the one who's to blame, and if I'm the one who has done the evil thing,
When I call that doctor on Tuesday, I'm saying this in my mind where the devil can't hear me. I don't care about him hearing me now. Let it be cancer. Otherwise, let me be well. I call the doctor on Tuesday afternoon. See you in 2 years.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory! Amen. Glory to God! Therefore, thus saith the Lord, surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen, the one who said that he's going to do Israel in, and against all of Esau's group, which have appointed my land in as their possession, with the joy of their heart, with deceitful minds, to cast it out for a prey. Ezekiel prophesy, therefore, concerning the land of Israel. I'm in Ezekiel 36:6. Prophesy, therefore, concerning the land of Israel, and say to the mountains, and say to the hills, and the rivers, and the valleys, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because you have borne the shame of the heathen. Therefore, the Holocaust was the shame of the heathen. 6 million killed. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I have lifted up my hand. Sure, the heathens that are about you, they shall bear their shame. But, oh, ye mountains of Israel, ye shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come. For behold, I, this is God talking to Israel, verse 9, for behold, I, Almighty God, am for you, and will turn unto you, and ye shall till the soil, and I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it, and the cities shall be inhabited, and the wastes shall be builded. And I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring fruit, and I will settle you after your old estate, and will do better unto you than your beginning. And you shall know that I am the Lord God. Hallelujah. Ah, do you know it? I tell you what. How could a person be an atheist and not see that God is going to take care, not because Israel deserves it, but because God has chosen it. And by the way, you've been grafted in. You've been grafted in, and your graft is taken. And you're going to bear fruit as we stand to sing that God, oh, that God has
offer up amazing grace. Maybe you need this amazing grace tonight. Come to God and claim it. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. 'Twas blind, but now I see.
The gifts and callings of God are without repentance. Our God, the devil can't change God's mind.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is.
We're going out to see Brother, I call him Gist. He says another pronunciation. So I don't know if it's right, but I call him Brother Gist.
Amen.
And because I had Gist on who were members of the church at Spiro, so I'm not going to change the name. Thank you for being here tonight. Visitors, thank you for being
Amen.
Here.
Amen. Thank you for
It was
coming.
A blessing to have you. And we're going to let you sing Amazing Grace, and that'll be your being dismissed. I got to get this thing out of my pocket. But
Amen. James will come looking for you. Yes. Let's do through many dangerous toils and snares to close everything out this evening. Through many
my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire to live just for Him. Though oft it's my desire to live for Him. It's my desire to help someone today, someone who may so lost, but I found my way to God. Now it's my